Do something different. And instead of looking at the outside, look inside. Because inside you will find your answer. I'm talking about heaven here now.
Prem Rawat, widely known by the honorary title Miraji, has dedicated his life to spreading a simple message that each person has a source of peace and fulfillment inside themselves. His message is from the heart. He speaks about the possibility for each person to find peace within, regardless of circumstances. If you are looking for fulfillment and peace, he says, the solution lies within. If that is what you want, I can help.
Well, it's wonderful to be here in Germany, in Munich. And also wonderful to really be here to talk about that one simple and beautiful thing. One thing that I came across, and you know, the subject really is peace, understanding this life, being fulfilled. Because if you want to truly feel gratitude, then before there can be gratitude, there has to be gratification. Without gratification, there cannot be gratitude. And gratification means to be fulfilled. Without that fulfillment, you're not going to be able to have gratitude. You're not going to be able to feel thankful. So as I was saying before, I came across something. And what I came across was the definition of madness. Craziness. And the definition is very interesting. Because the definition is this: to keep doing the same thing and expect a different result. If somebody keeps doing the same thing and they expect a different result, they can be qualified as a little crazy, a little mad. So why am I telling you this? And why do I find it fascinating, this particular definition, to keep doing the same thing and expect a different result? Because unfortunately, that's what we do. Since a very, very long time on the face of this earth, we've basically been doing the same thing. That's why I'm here. To propose to you that you do something different. Instead of looking for the solutions on the outside, look for them on the inside. You won't find all solutions on the inside, you will find core solutions on the inside. What are the core solutions that you need? You need, by design, not by thought, not by choice. By design of a human being, you need to be in peace. By design, you need to feel fulfilled. By design, you need to feel contentment. It's not a choice. Because if you are not feeling content, things are not going to go well for you, even if they are going well for you. By the way, how do you know a person is in peace? I mean, is there a telltale sign? See a person walking on the street and you go, wow, this person is in peace. I asked myself that. What would be the telltale sign of a person in peace? How could you tell? Answer? You can't. It cannot be done. It cannot be done. There is no outside sign, because peace is something which manifests inside of you. What is it that you project when you are confused? What is it that you project? And the reality of it is that you have gotten so good at hiding your emotions that even when you are confused, you can be absolutely calm, cool, collected, and certain. In the middle of greatest uncertainty, you can actually come off as being very, very certain. There are no indicators on the outside, but only you and you alone know whether you have peace in your life or not. So, a lot of you are probably going, okay, I want to have peace, I want to feel good, I want to feel peace, I want to feel contentment. When a person is thirsty, they want water, not researching water, water. Not a conversation about water, water. Not pictures of water, water. Somebody says, but I do yoga. When I first came to the western coast of the United States, I was in Carmel, Monterey area. And I was having a, you know, I was very young then, and people had gathered in my living room and we were talking. And this lady came, and she was a yoga instructor. And she came, and she was hoping that I would say that yoga is the most important thing. So she looked at everybody sitting in the room, looked at me, and then proceeded to ask me a question, what do you think of yoga? And I said, zero. Zero. She didn't like the answer, so she left. She was hoping she could drum up some business, you know, I've given the seal of approval. I was just maybe 13 years old, so a 13-year-old has given his seal of approval, and Come on, let's do yoga. So I said zero. So she left. She did not wait for the answer. I said, you are one. And everything else is zero. If you place a zero before the one, nothing happens. Zero stays zero, one stays one. You place the zero after the one, and you get a 10, 2, 100, 3, 1,000. You are one. This is what obviousness is. You are one and everything else is a zero. And where are you placing it? If you are placing zeros in front of you, you're not getting anything. Nothing is happening. Such as the definition of insanity. Keep doing the same thing. Keep doing the same thing and expect a different result. So you go, I know I will add another zero. In front of me, I would add another zero. Go right ahead. One will stay one, zero stays zero. Do you know what is really real in your life right now? Do you? Do you know how many people? This could not be easy. This has to be absolutely an incredibly dire situation for a person to even contemplate for 1 second that they are willing to end their life. Well, not only did they contemplate, they did. Why? Because they were going to be poor. What do they have a term for it? Downsizing. Hey, why did you upsize in the first place? Because everybody was having a party. Everybody was having a party. Drunk with the liquor of greed, power. Power. I am so smart. I am so wealthy. Don't look at me. You are too common. Then the clouds lift, curtains open, fog clears, sunshine. And one of these guys, you know, he's in jail. I won't say his name. He's in jail. For fraud. Fraud. Telling people something else and doing something else. And people are really mad at him, really upset with him, because he took their money and made it disappear. And these are the people who lined up in a line to say, please take my money. I beg you. I beg you, take my money, please. And what would he promise? He would promise 20%. 25% for himself. Nothing for you, but it wasn't clear to them. Everybody wanted to make more money. And was the story too true to be real? Absolutely. And who were these people? Some of the very smart people in this world. Incredibly smart people in this world. No. Do something different. If you don't want to qualify for the official definition, insanity sounds bad, but craziness is okay. It's kind of. Do something different, and instead of looking at the outside, look inside, because inside you will find your answer. I'm talking about heaven here now. Heaven here now. As simple as that. Recognition of the thing that brings you life. You don't have much recognition of your breath. I can make you recognize your breath like you have never, never recognized it before. I can. That's what I do. That's what I do. I can make you recognize the beauty. 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 I'm not using the word importance. I'm using the word beauty of a moment of your life. How beautiful a moment is. I can make you recognize the peace that is playing in your heart. This I can do. I cannot bring you 25% return on your financial portfolio. I cannot. I am sorry. I can't even do it for myself. And when I say, for a change, do something else, so you can have a different result. The one you have been expecting to have in your life since you were a child. To feel that warmth, to feel the rhythm of this life. Do you know that there is literally no culture that doesn't have some kind of drumming? Even if it is taking two bamboo sticks and hitting them together to create a beat. And where do you think this beat comes from? The first cell phones, long, long time ago, were drums. People would drum them across. Boom, 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 boom. And even the Gabons, these monkeys, they've got their cell phone, they let out, and it echoes for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles. I am here. It's me. This rhythm of your existence is happening. And it is rhythmic with every breath, with understanding, with growth, with every step that you take forward, with your understandings, your betterment, your betterment. your betterment. Put your zeros after you, and you will be rich. You want to be rich? That's what everybody wants, you know? Everybody wants to be rich. I have a new definition of rich for you. You may not have heard it this way, but it's good. Two qualifying factors to be rich. One, you have to have something precious. Agree? Two, you have to have a lot of it. If you have a little bit of gold, gold is precious. But if all you have is a little bit, that's not going to make you rich. So you have to have something precious, and you have to have a lot of it. Know something that you have that is very precious, and you have a lot of it? Yes. This breath is incredibly precious, and you have a lot of it. A lot of it. You can be rich. If you recognize that, if you understand that, you can be very, very rich. Because in this life, we can be miserable or we can be happy. And not a happiness that you get when you get a new toy. But happiness because you're alive. And that's the catalyst for your happiness. Then you're going to be truly happy for as long as you are alive. If that's your catalyst. You have created catalysts, you have made catalysts, all these different things, all these zeros have become your catalyst. Your stock market, that line going up, even though it's a complete lie, you get happy. Oh, wow, okay, the stock has gone up. Only the next morning to wake up, No. If the catalyst, if that triggering mechanism for your joy, for your happiness is inside of you, is this life, is this existence, then as long as you're going to live on the face of this earth, you are going to be very happy. These are the things. These are the things we need to understand. Not keep doing the same things in our life and expect a different result. If you want to do something different and get a different result, then you should look me up. I just want to see a lamp lit in your house. That's all. So that there will be light, much needed light in your house. This is the house that I'm talking about. I'm not here how to tell you to live 5 more years. I'm not here to tell you how to cleanse your liver. I'm not here to tell you how to cope with kidney stones. I'm not here to tell you how you can get your hair back. I'm not here to advise you how you can avoid having gray hair. No! I'm not here to advise you how you can look younger. But I'm here, not for those things, but I'm here to tell you that there is a possibility inside of you that is knocking at your door so it can be expressed. The possibility is inside of you. It's of understanding, it's of growth, it's of beauty. That's what I came to say. As simple as that. As simple as that. The rest is all up to you. I cannot force anybody to do anything. That's not my intention. That's not my intention. This life is a gift. If you ask the question, from whom, you don't understand the meaning of gift. Gift is not a gift to you unless it has the giver's name on it. And that giver, even if that giver wanted to put the name on it, that giver doesn't have a name. People have been trying to give that giver a name, and nobody has succeeded yet. The giver doesn't need a name. The giver will be understood by the quality of the gift given. Suffice to say, no mystery. No mystery. Clarity. So, may I again remind you, as I close for today, do something different so you can have a different result in your life. Thank you very much for coming. Take care.